6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis presents his ideas today for how the state should spend its money. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has this preview.
The powerful Joint Budget Committee will hear from Polis about his spending plan. Polis's proposed budget serves as a starting point for negotiations. Ultimately, state lawmakers must craft and pass a balanced budget in the spring. The governor says his top priorities are helping the state recover from the pandemic and trying to boost Colorado's economy. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
COVID-19 infections have been surging in the Western Slope's biggest county. CPR's Dina Sieg says Mesa County saw its biggest ever daily increase in cases yesterday.
Mesa County recorded 216 new cases Wednesday, blowing past its previous record by nearly 30 cases. Its COVID rate is now creeping close to some of the worst affected counties in the state, and it's seeing new deaths almost daily. The county's largest school district has outbreaks at five of its schools and says it's trying to continue in-person learning as long as possible. There are also outbreaks at a local jail, assisted living facilities, and a youth treatment center. It's a stark contrast to the spring, when even at Colorado's worst times, infections stayed low in Mesa County. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado restaurants have felt the effects of COVID-19 as much as any business, but reservations in September were surprisingly strong because of outdoor dining, according to data from Open Table. Then it got cold, and rising COVID cases brought more restrictions. Jennifer Jasinski is a chef and restaurant owner in Denver. She's hoping for help from Washington.
If we can't get federal assistance, we're going to have to shut down for a period of time and hope our landlord will play ball with us, you know, because that's it.
Restaurants in Denver are limited to 25% capacity. This is CPR News.